You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Even previous supporters of Obamacare are now coming out saying, hold on here. This is going to screw us up. We need to talk about that. I don't want to say I told you so, but I guess now some people are kind of figuring out, even the unions are getting scared. So as you can see, we have to dive into that one. I can't let that one go. No, I'm not going to sit here and say I told you so, but I mean, you know what, when you start to see even the supporters of Obamacare go, oh no. No, maybe this was a bad move. We right wingers don't seem to look as nutty as people think. I still look nutty. All right. They think that lobsters could hold the key to eternal life, right? So they are studying lobsters and flatworms to look at how they have extraordinary life extension better than us. Now we'll talk about that. Always cool. Then a report has come out saying the public is often clueless about Medicare, right? Yeah, that's from David Pittman, a Washington correspondent. Public is often clueless about Medicare. I think so. I think we are clueless. I don't think we understand. And I think the reason why we don't understand is there's always changes going on. Let's see if you and I could explain it. And then men. All right. Men have estrogen. We've known that for a while. But they think the estrogen in men plays a much bigger role than we think when it comes to male menopause. So we'll talk about men and the male menopause. Why not? You know, men go through a menopause too. Just it's not as drastic as a female's. See, the problem is like my husband. I love my husband to death, but he's moody all the time. So I have no idea if he's going through menopause or if he's not going through menopause. You know, because, you know, guys, I've always thought all my boyfriends I've ever had ups and downs. You didn't know which way he was going. The women are easy. We're pretty predictable. You know, I have my period calendar up on the wall. I have alert reminders go to my husband's phone. Our staff, we all have our periods mapped out on the grid. So we all know when to avoid each other. And it works out good. So I think, you know, but men, they're a little clueless. They're not clueless, but, you know, we have to work a little harder. And then we have, women having maybe an easier time. No. Women having a less easy time because we women suffer from something called food obsession when it comes to comfort food. Yet guys, they handle their comfort food better. All right. And I'd like to get some tips from guys. So any men out there that go to something else as opposed to comfort food, no porn. Really? Is that why you guys don't comfort food? You go to porn? Oh, maybe we can't discuss this. Anyway, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got my buddy Scott working up the dials today. I really feel bad because, you know, I get ready for my show in the morning and I, you know, have everything connected to the studio. Everything's tested. Microphone. Well, before we test, I forget that the microphone's on, and I let out the biggest burp. It was like the largest burp. It rattled the soundproof glass. That's how bad it was. And so I want to apologize because many of the guys right now are trying to eat their breakfast and their lunch. So I apologize about that, but that's okay. You know, I'm one of the guys. Okay, so as you can see, we've got a very busy, gassy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the AFL-CIO approved a resolution this week saying that President Obama's healthcare overhaul will drive up the costs of union-sponsored health plans to the point that workers and employers are forced to abandon them. In a strongly worded resolution released Wednesday, according to Fox News, they said the Federation said that the labor unions will still support the Affordable Health Care Act overall goals by trying to reduce health care costs and bring coverage to all Americans, but added the law is being implemented in a way that is, quote-unquote, highly disruptive to union healthcare plans. Okay, this is why before the bill was supposed to be passed, somebody was supposed to flip and read it. I can't tell you how many of my patients were saying, oh, no, of course they should pass the bill. It's a great bill. They go, great bill. Did you read it? No. Why are we, would you sign a contract without reading it? Many of us do. But I mean, no. You read the contract before you sign it and let it go into law. Now, we are assuming that we did have a group of individuals read the bill. No, it wasn't Pelosi. No, it wasn't. No. The group of individuals that were supposedly the ones that were supposed to have read the bill was were our Supreme Court justices. I know, 6 and 1/2 dozen on that one. I mean, I don't know what the bet would be on that one, but they were supposed to have read the bill. And one of the reasons is because we believe that our Supreme Court justices have that degree of law experience to be able to understand what the hell it said. I read the bill. And as reading the bill, I can honestly say I didn't read the bill. And the reason why I could say that is because when you read the bill, it tells you, it cites other amendments, other bills, other laws. And so if you don't have it, if you can't go to Section D, Part A of this other document, then you'd never read the bill. So you need to actually be sitting there with all those. And you probably need to have the staff that the Supreme Court has. So I do think somebody in this beautiful country of ours actually read the bill. But that really didn't help because they weren't really concerned about economy. They were just more concerned about is illegal or not. They found it unconstitutional, found a way to tweak it to make it constitutional, told us how to do it. Just make the tax and you'll be good. Boom. They were able to move on and go on vacation. So now we have concerns from the unions even. Now, aren't unions getting certain, aren't many unions getting certain passes and waivers? I don't think all of them are. So if we don't even have the supporters of this on board, we got a huge problem. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Any of you union out there, what are you noticing in changes with Obamacare? 1-877-362-3254.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With the event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott working the dials. Robert wants me to comment on Culinary Health Union's clinics and their reaction to Obamacare. I'm not really sure. I don't really have a lot of discussions with the Culinary Union. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Culinary Union is huge, and our culinary workers are the backbone of our Las Vegas resort corridor. We are really grateful to the Las Vegas workers that, you know, keep this company alive and going for our huge tourism industry and, you know, our tourists coming into town. And, you know, so we definitely want to keep our culinary workers happy. Many of you have been asking me about the changes, particularly with that union, because that's probably one of the closer unions that hits close to home in terms of my particular patients. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't know much about it. I mean, I do know that they're offering, I believe, a clinic with no copay for patients. I think they're trying this out such that it'll decrease the cost of health care for their workers. I mean, again, I think it's great. I want if somebody could figure out how to do reasonable, really good health care, I'm excited about that. I am. One of you had asked me about there being less doctors now on the particular union plan. I don't know much about if Obamacare is causing doctors to leave union plans. Teamsters, culinary, whatever. I'm not seeing that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how I look at it is if a doctor is kind of already leaving, you know, dropping insurance companies, to me, the insurance companies, they all kind of pay the doctor like crap. Now, I was asked years ago, there was a state-run health insurance, and I was asked if I was going to drop it because so many doctors were dropping it for the poor pay. And I was telling the patients, they all kind of pay the doctor poor, so there's really no rhyme or reason. I mean, culinary actually does better, I think, for doctors than most. But it is going to be interesting to see if these unions are going to follow culinary suit by forming these clinics. I think it's called Culinary Extra Clinic. I don't know much about it. I would love culinary to inform me so I can inform, you know, people who live in my area about it. But I mean, it sounds like it's supposed to be an extra option, to prevent people from having to go to other doctors, pay a copay, etc. I mean, could other doctors be upset about this because it's taking business away? I guess. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not worried about losing business. My big worry is access to health care and increase in access to health care. We have a huge looming crisis. So I apologize for those in the Las Vegas area. I don't have as much information on that. But it's a sign of how unions are being very, very proactive. All right. Don't assume that all unions are 100% on board and going to very, you know, like lambs to the slaughter, follow this Obamacare route. I think they understand that they have a lot of lives they are taking care of. And so I really commend these unions, such as Culinary or whoever, that is trying to figure out ways to make sure their workers could still get care. Now, of course, you're hearing rumors throughout the country, people losing their jobs, people, not being able to, salvage the same type of benefits, and I'm sure this is going to be an ongoing crisis. But like I said before, it's going to take the private sector to jump in and figure this out. I think we all agree that government can't figure this out. Now, maybe government never wanted to figure it out. Maybe government, you know, part of us think government wants to control everything. Part of us think government just wants to, you know, throw their 2 cents in and let us do all the work. But it is going to be up to us. You know, from what I understand, with this AFL-CIO resolution, they do call for the law to be amended by Congress if new rules cannot satisfy their concerns. But the fact that we already have, you know, prior supporters starting to press the White House, you know, hoping that, you know, these things can be tweaked, it means we have a lot of people concerned. You know, some of us found solace in the fact with Obamacare that many people would be taken care of. All right? And we understood that the people who would be taken care of were probably the ones that would be supporting Obama. So when you start to hear people who support Obama saying, no, 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 we're having trouble with this too, just kind of makes you stop and go, why the hell are we doing this? I mean, you know, I had interviewed a nurse practitioner for our clinic because we've been getting busy. And when, you know, we just brought up talking about Obamacare, he's like, this is going to be great. So many people are going to have insurance. I mean, that's what people really, really think out there. Okay, I don't see it. And I don't want to sound like a broken record. If any of you have seen it, please tell me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, you know, his attitude was, yeah, I know the law is faulted, but there's going to be good coming out of it. And this good is going to make it all worth it. Well, my problem is I, you know, being conservative, don't, and, you know, being kind of, you know, fiscally having, you know, some fiscal background. I think the only amount of education you need to understand the lack of economic intelligence in this is, a knowledge of a kindergartner. But I'm looking at it going, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I don't see where everybody's going to get their health insurance and inexpensively. So I'm scared. But this was definitely a huge headline today where even the unions are panicking. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And, speaking of how we could intelligibly interpret what's going on, a poll has come out saying public is pretty clueless about Medicare. They say many of us have a huge level of misunderstanding about Medicare's financing, Medicare's changes, what Medicare is supposed to cover. And public opinion polls think that poor government management, fraud, abuse, excessive charges by hospitals were the top reasons for rising Medicare costs. All right. Now, there's fraud in Medicare. You got some idiot doctors out there. But I don't think it's to the degree that is causing these healthcare woes. And by the way, I mean, if any of you out there were doing Medicare fraud, you're a complete idiot. Really? You always get caught. I mean, the one thing the government knows how to do is catch you. All right. I wouldn't be that stupid. It is not worth it. Okay? Just not. Anyway, the cost of new drugs, treatments were the lowest ranked reason, according to these polls. Now, we know that Medicare's hospital insurance trust is supposed to be depleted by 2026. They say if spending rates continue the way they are, which, by the way, is going up because the baby boomers, all right, we're going to be done with in 2026. So we're talking a little bit more than 12 years. That's not good. I'm 42 years old. I'm going to be 54. I know I'm still not old enough for Medicare, but still, I'd like to get this fixed. Okay, I only gave birth to two kids. All right, one of them doesn't really like school too much. Okay, somebody's got to support me. Maybe I'll adopt some kids. I don't know. Anyway, so increasing the public's understanding of how Medicare works is now going to be a next mission of the government. I don't know how much money they're going to spend on that. The problem is whatever they tell us, I don't think we're going to believe. Okay, I always thought that our Medicare money was going to an actual bank account, gaining interest, and that Medicare money actually had my name on it. So all these years, ever since I was 18, putting money into the system, paying taxes, it's sitting there for me, just like with Social Security. That's what I always thought. Well, naive me. No, it just went into one big bin. And the big bin, of course, has been depleted and being used for other things. And we understand. I mean, I understand there's a lot of roads that need to be built. We have a lot of programs for, you know, illegals, undocumented immigrants, a variety of things that government money comes. And there's a lot of it. You know, I also, having worked for the government, you know, was very aware of the you don't spend it, you lose it in the next budget. So when in the 90s, when the budget would come up, all right, if you didn't spend all your money, that's the money you get the next year. So departments would spend to make sure that they would still get the same amount of money the next year. So there's a lot of waste. I get that. There's a lot of waste. Okay. There's a lot of duplication when it comes to medical records. The fact that we all aren't on some sort of an electronic medical system that communicates with us is costing a lot of money. But then again, we have the trust issue again. All right. I don't trust one major network. If the CIA could be hacked and the Senate could be hacked, what makes you think I'm going to trust one network, right, a super network that communicates all the medical records? This is some private stuff. You know, yeah, it's great to be digitalized. It's great to be computerized. I love saving the trees. Right? I hate using all this paper, but I can't trust the privacy. So, you know, whether they're going to start spending money educating us on Medicare like they want to spend money educating us on Obamacare, the problem is what they're feeding us and dishing to us, is it something we could really, you know, believe, or is it what they want us to believe? So, as you get questions, shoot them over to me, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about men's menopause when we come back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguide.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Science. All right. We are back into at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we've known that testosterone is a huge issue in men in terms of some people having low T, some people having great testosterone, men who are diabetic losing their testosterone. Testosterone supplementation has been huge. Right, we've talked about estrogen before men, but estrogen doesn't really get a lot of publicity, right? One is it has been believed to be a much smaller aspect to a man's menopause or andropause, as we call it. Two, whenever the media brings up estrogen, men seem to tune out because they don't want to hear a girly story, all right? And even me, too. I don't like listening to stuff about estrogen. I really don't, you know, because I don't even want to think about, you know, my needing estrogen and all that. So I think both sides of the aisle, we just tune that out. Well, now you can't, okay? Because it looks like men's lack of estrogen, and the fallen estrogen is to blame for men getting flabby, men losing some of their muscle tone, men losing their sex drive, in addition to testosterone. We're not saying it's instead of testosterone being the issue. It is. So, as testosterone drives and testosterone can turn into estrogen, we also have the issue of the lack of estrogen in and of itself. And so, we don't usually give men estrogen. Okay, we don't do that unless, of course, we're trying to do a gender change. We're trying to do a sex change. All right, but you know, testosterone converts into estrogen. So what we've been doing this whole time is giving men testosterone, seeing if it helps erectile dysfunction, loss of libido, stamina, etc. I don't know, have any of you been given estrogen? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But usually the testosterone is converted to estrogen, okay? Women who are overweight, okay, that start to get obese, the fat, all right, induces the androgen type hormones, changing testosterone, converting it to estrogen, which is why heavier women start to go through puberty a little earlier, seem to be a little bit more voluptuous, a little bit more boobyish, right? Some of us, depending on our cycles, if we have PCOS, may start actually having facial hair. The testosterone sometimes could be high to the point where we actually have some masculizing features. As women age, sometimes the testosterone seems to be a more dominant role in our hormone physique, which is why, as I've listened to the Dr. Dolly Show, my voice seems to get lower and lower. And now here I am almost at the 5-year mark, and my voice is like this. Whereas 5 years ago, I was like, hey, everybody, it's Dr. Dolly. Hi. Hi. See, that's how I used to sound 5 years ago. Now it's like, hi, everybody. How you doing? Hi. It's Dahlia. I sound sexy. So anyway, as women age, our testosterone seems to be takes a more prominent role than our estrogen did. But we're not talking about women. I told you guys to keep your attention. We'll just talk about men. So let's take a look at what we have here. Okay. Okay. Let me see. There's a couple studies here. Oh, you know, promiscuity. I don't want to talk about the promiscuity. There we go. Okay. So the study found that reducing estrogen in men undergoing treatment for low testosterone resulted in a drop in libido and an increase in body fat, even as testosterone levels improved. This is a study out of the New England Journal of Medicine. Now, we always thought testosterone caused men to have stronger sex drives, according to Joel Finkelstein, a study author and endocrinologist at MIT. No, Massachusetts General Hospital. I apologize. All right, now, we know the body converts some testosterone into estrogen. The hormone declines in men with low testosterone. They didn't understand how much, though, did estrogen play in terms of sexual desire. Now, I'm not saying go and take your wife's estrogen, but the lack of estrogen may actually be a stronger component to a male's lack of sex drive. Now, I know one of you just messaged saying my wife's lack of estrogen is ruining my sex drive. Yeah, yeah, that's you're going to be sleeping on the couch with that one. Be careful, okay? You know, you never know if your wife is listening to the show. All right. Here's the thing. I mean, we ladies, yeah, we're not as girly. We're not as young. The breasts aren't as perky. We're a little hairy. It's what happens, okay? But, I mean, you got to see beyond that. Don't be always looking at your wife superficially. You're supposed to be looking into her eyes and seeing her inner beauty. You know, I always tell my husband, I go, I know I don't look good, but, you know, how's my inner beauty? He's like, fine, whatever. Yeah, see, just, you know, you got to just concentrate on the inner beauty, okay? You know, I'm not going to look like Dr. Dahlia for long. Just not going to happen. Okay, so what have been previously found? So researchers have found a drop of libido in mice by cutting their estrogen. Now, I don't know much about mice's sex drives to begin with, but I guess these researchers really knew mice's libidos left and right. I guess there were reports of men undergoing sex changes who, while they were going through a sex change, getting their estrogen therapy, they would have an increase in desire and arousal. Now, with women, okay, many birth control pills with estrogen may inhibit the sex drive. You know, remember I taught you guys about happy weeks? You guys, yeah, we're going to talk about the happy weeks. Remember I said I had noticed very early on that I had a happy week. All right? And it was the second week of my cycle. And it's because I figured out it must have been the estrogen surge. Okay, week one, you know, you're just kind of, week one is, you know, your period ends. You're just trying to recoup. You know, you're looking for a place to get a transfusion. You're trying to load up on iron. You're very weak. You're very pale. So you kind of get through week one. Week two, as the estrogen starts to rise, getting ready for ovulation, I noticed I was more lovey-dovey, right? That was my happy week. Felt good that week. Then week three, the progesterone kicks in. You're kind of starting to feel a little bloated. And you're like, oh, the period's coming. Then week four is your period, and so you're down for the count. So basically, the happy week was the only good week I really, really had in the month. But for me, estrogen makes me feel good. For some women, it could actually lower sex drive. So it really all depends on what's going on over there. Down there, or up there, right? We have erogenous zones up there, okay? Now, testosterone has been used for women to help increase sex drive. A lot of times it doesn't work. We'll try a little testosterone. Some women will say it works, some women will don't. Because again, it really, really depends on the person. Well, same thing now with estrogen. Okay, now I'm not saying all people who had sex changes started to get horny. But they found that some did. They had an increase in libido. Now, in this particular study, researchers looked at more than 300 men aged 20 to 50 that were given treatments to suppress production of all reproductive hormones. Half of the men were given a testosterone-boosting gel, other half or placebo. The other half had a testosterone gel with some estrogen. The researchers found that testosterone was the main hormone for the body mass and the strength, but estrogen played a bigger role in fat accumulation. Low testosterone causes a decline in sexual desire. Estrogen-suppressing drug, even more. All right. So estrogen dropping, testosterone dropping, sex drive, fat deposition. That's the gist of what's going on here. Now, what does that mean? What does that do for you? Well, I don't know, because I mean, we really don't regularly give men estrogen. But yesterday, one of our longtime listeners, James, you know, had asked about growth hormone and arthritis. And, you know, I love it when you guys call in asking about male hormone therapy. And the reason why I love it is because it shows how macho you guys are. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 10, 20 years ago, none of you men would have even brought up considering taking hormones. No, it just wasn't a manly thing to do. Now, many of you guys realize, okay, wait a second, you know, I could be losing hormones too, just like the missus. And maybe I need to supplement something as well. And bravo. You know, when my father was first diagnosed with diabetes, he was losing so much muscle mass from the diabetes, they gave us the testosterone. It made him feel better. You know, I'm a huge fan of testosterone, as long as your PSA is fine and, you know, we're watching your prostate, making sure you don't have prostate cancer, etc. But what if there's, you know, an art to this? We know there is an art where we may have to also incorporate some estrogen. For you guys looking into that, you guys are some real manly cojones. You got some cojones. I'm really proud of you. All right, but see a good hormone doctor, endocrinologist, internist, etc. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned 3 world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen 2 world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy. I'm offering you a 1-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Ryan from San Diego writes, "Doctor, what can you suggest to increase sex drive in men? My wife won't let me look at porn." Oh, my. You know, I mean, porn does it. Okay, if your wife doesn't allow you to look at porn, some wives allow the porn, some don't. Some I can't go into too much details because I don't want to incriminate my husband at all. Personally, I've never had an issue. If, like, we're watching a movie and there's, like, a nudie scene, or if there's, I don't give my husband a hard time. I don't. I mean, you know what? He's got me. Okay? As far as I'm concerned, none of these porn stars or Angelina Jolie's or whatever, I mean, have me beat. So, you know, my husband is so fortunate to have me, and I feel like I am probably a goddess of women, that I don't really feel that insecure. You know, I don't think this was your question. Your question was how to increase sex drive, but I'd like to talk about that. The wives not allowing you to look at porn. There could be a few reasons for that, okay? Number one is, okay, maybe the wife is not in the mood for sex, and you're having less of a sex drive allows her to get some sleep, okay? If a woman is not in the mood, or your partner is not in the mood, okay, you not being in the mood, all right, can help get through that night. If a woman is in the mood, she's going to want you to up your sex drive. So sometimes, all right, your lady may not want you to be watching porn because she wants you thinking about something else. Maybe she wants you to, I don't know, take the dogs out for a walk, or maybe change the air filters or the light bulbs or something, okay? As opposed to you sitting there on the computer or you having sex and falling asleep. You know, men do seem to get a lot more done when they are sex deprived. We women figured that out right away. Our moms taught us that. And our grandmas taught our moms. Okay? Maybe you can promise sex later. But get the man to do his chores first. Okay? If you have sex with him early on, like Sunday morning, you're done for the day. So, that's why Sunday morning sex never happened in our house. A lot of stuff has to get done on Sunday. Now, then you have the issue of a woman feeling like the husband could not think she's as attractive. Now, I don't know much about who's in porn these days. Okay, I don't know much about what these women look like, all right, but my guess is they're really not much to look at. So for those of you ladies who are insecure, I wouldn't panic about that. Then you have the concern, all right, are they going to cheat? Okay, all right, and that's a whole other subject, but let's get to the phone lines first. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Donald calling from North Carolina. Hey, Donald, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing? I love your show. I listen to you every day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
And I wanted to tell you, I was low on testosterone about 6 months ago. And I was taking the testosterone shot about once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it gives me thick blood.
Ah.
My blood got really thick. And so I had to quit taking the shot.
Yep. And I mean, how low was your testosterone when it started?
I think it was 77.
Okay, and then were you able to see what level it went up in terms of when you did your blood work? Even though they saw that the blood thickened, did you see how much it went up in terms of your testosterone?
It went up to like 253.
So the thickening of the blood, we call it polycythemia. Well, rather than you being anemic and having less blood, you had more blood. One thought is maybe the every 2 weeks was too much. I mean, that was a huge jump for you. So, you know, maybe the once a month regimen might have been a little better and more ideal for you. All right. Also, sometimes the androgel or the topical type testosterones may not cause that much of a reactiveness with the polycythemia. But we do see that. And, you know, when we do see thickened blood, we do get a little nervous because we don't want anything stimulating extra blood growth. And polycythemia could cause you to be fatigued, etc. It is still considered in the anemia family. It's just you're thicker. My suggestion would be, when you get back to normal, if your thyroid is still low, maybe, you know, go to a very, very low dose. Start low and go from there. If your testosterone rises nicely and the blood isn't thickening, yeah, maybe a slower way to go. But, I was always taught to go once a month. You know, not to do the every 2 weeks until you see how it's tolerated.
Well, they offered the cream to rub on my chest, but I didn't want that because if you have that, you can't hug anybody, like your grandchildren.
Right. There are, like with women, some of the preparations that we have, you could actually rub on the inner thigh, or you could put on another fatty, you know, area where there's a little bit of fat for the hormones to be absorbed. That really works well with the estrogen hormones. You know, you could maybe talk to your doctor if there's a place that you could put it where you can, it's supposed to eventually dry, and if you're clothed, you know, and I don't think you wouldn't be able to hug your kids the whole month of treatment, you see? So I wouldn't panic about that. What I would do is find out where you could put it, how long it has to dry, clothes that you could wear, and then hug the grandkids. But men, a lot of people out there are able to do both. But what you don't want is having it on an area, inner arm, whatever, leg. Kids jump on your lap, etc., and now they get exposed to the hormone because it can spread.
Okay, well, I appreciate your advice.
I would wait till your blood count goes back to normal. If your blood count goes back to normal and they, you know, really assume that that was the cause of the thick blood, because if you're off the testosterone, your blood is still thick, then that needs to be looked at. But if the blood count goes back to normal, have them then start you with a much lower dose, even if it's an injection once a month, but a much lower dose, see how your blood responds. It might have just been too quick, too fast.
Okay, well, I sure do appreciate that. And like I said before, I love your show. I listen to you every day. And you're the most down-to-earth person I've ever met.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you, really. Thank you. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. People always ask me, okay, you know, what do I do so I don't get my, you know, kids exposed to the androgel? I mean, at some point, I'm trying to think of how long it takes to, absorb and not be, contractible to children. But there is a time limit. I apologize. I just don't have that time limit on how long, let's say, the androgel, you know, it depends on the different formulation. But there is a certain time limit where it's absorbed, it's dried. You could have, obviously clothing over it. See, it's in the beginning when you put these hormones on, you're not supposed to have clothes on, you know. But for the most part, you know, where it gets to be a concern is it's not grandpa coming over after he applied it a week ago. It's dad putting it on and kids jumping into bed. Okay? You know, I mean, you could put it on the upper arms. You could put, you know, sometimes on the stomach area. You put it on after you shower or bathe, etc. And then, you know, you tell them, well, don't be hugging your wife and kids later that day because they could be coming into contact with it. I just don't have how long it takes for it to dry and then not be transferable. Okay? That's something I got to ask. And I don't think it's been on any of the websites. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.